Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call, and the doors will be closing soon.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick with the Monorail Tales podcast, and I'm here with my good friend, Patrick Wheeler, and we are going to be talking today about Luca, the new Pixar movie that was released on Disney Plus. And we're going to keep it spoiler-free for everybody. So, Patrick, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Rick. How about yourself?
I'm great. It's always a good time when we can talk about Disney a little bit.
Absolutely. It's always a fun thing to do.
And as I mentioned, Luca is the new Disney Pixar movie that was released on Disney Plus on June 18th. And it's a fun movie. I mean, of course, it's a movie. Otherwise, we wouldn't be reviewing it. But
good call, Rick.
Yeah. The official description from Disney: set in a beautiful seaside town on the Italian Riviera, Disney and Pixar's original feature film, Luca, is a coming-of-age story about one boy experiencing an unforgettable summer filled with gelato, pasta, and endless scooter rides. He shares these adventures with his newfound best friend, Alberto, but all the fun is threatened by a deeply held secret. They are sea monsters from another world just below the water's surface. So, that being said, Patrick, we watched this movie on Friday when it was released.
We did.
What were your initial thoughts about the movie?
So I thought it was a cute movie. You know, I thought it was, I thought the storyline was well put together. I thought the animation that Pixar had throughout the entire movie was good. So I'm a big fan of one of the guys who actually helped design a couple of the scenes. So I was excited to see that. But I thought it was a good story that, you know, a lot of people can probably relate to in their life.
Yeah, feeling out of sorts, feeling different from your family.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't belong.
Yeah, kind of feeling like a little outcast almost.
A fish out of water, I guess you could
say. Yeah, that's a good one. Fish out of water.
There was some adventure. We watched it with another family, and we had several kids there. I don't think that there were any really scary moments.
No, absolutely not. I think Disney and Pixar did it very well. You know, you get those Disney kind of moments where you got a little, I think, intensity kind of build up in certain situations. But I wouldn't say it was scary. It was kind of like a build-up moment, I would say, if we were talking about that. But no, I think that they did a very good job with it. And I don't think anything was scary. I think all the kids paid attention the whole time. So I think it kept their attention and they were able to just kind of relate to what was going on.
Yes. One thing that Pixar is well known for is their animation.
Mm-hmm.
Going all the way back to Toy Story, you know, and the shorts before that, you know, groundbreaking technology, beautiful scenery, and this movie did not fall short of that.
No, absolutely not. I think the detail that went into not just the whole movie, but the detail that was involved in every scene made everything seem so realistic and just come to life on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they played true to the scenery that is Italy, right? That is the Italian Riviera. I think that the culture was there, and I think they played very they played heavily into that with the way that they designed everything, and I think they did a very good job with it.
Mm-hmm. And there is one section of animation where kind of delved a little further into the realm of fantasy. Of course, the movie is fantasy based because mm-hmm. they're sea creatures, sea monsters.
Correct.
But the characters go into a fantastical animation scene moments. And I thought that just really stuck out and was a beautiful scene.
Yes, absolutely. I completely agree with that. I think the way that Disney built the animation into the storylines to make the entire storyline just come to life, and the way that they played specific scenes out in this, I thought this made Luca one of the better originals that have came out recently, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And it is, of course, not a remake, not a retelling. It is a completely original story, to the best of my knowledge.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's one thing I think a lot of Disney fans have been complaining about, was the lack of originality in the movies that Disney's been putting out over the last several years, you know, with all the live action remakes. I think this year, 2021 in particular, that we had, this is the second original story, animated movie, the first being Raya and the Last Dragon. Mm-hmm. And Cruella, even though it's based on 101 Dalmatians, it wasn't, in my opinion, a retelling of the story, and it wasn't a remake of 101 Dalmatians. It was a totally original origin story of Cruella de Vil. So I think that the Disney fans have really gotten what they've been asking for so far this year, and Luca is no exception to that rule.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think, you know, for a while Disney fans have been, you know, kind of on the edge of their seats, wanting something new, wanting something different that's out there. So I think you hit the nail on the head talking about the remakes, the live actions. It seems Disney was kind of just going around with a couple things there for a while. But I think 2021 is definitely going to be the year that we're seeing a lot of new movies, a lot of new storylines that are coming out. And I think it's going to be an exciting year. And I'm excited to see where all of these stories take us after this.
Yeah. One thing that we can talk about also is the acting in the movie. To the best of my knowledge, you know, they didn't use any extremely famous actors for the children.
No, absolutely, you know, not.
There are some well-known actors for a couple of the characters, Maya Rudolph being one of them, Jim Gaffigan, a comedian, yes, as another. But the children in particular, I think, really shone with their roles.
Yeah,
as the Italian children.
Yeah, I would completely agree. When I saw the names, there was nothing that really stuck out to me as, hey, what were they in before this? So I like the fact that Disney kind of went maybe out on a limb here and pulled some people in that aren't household names, right? So, you know, that Maya Rudolph, Jim Gaffigan, those people who are playing those supporting roles, we hear those names kind of on a daily basis from a celebrity standpoint, but I think Disney going out and maybe pulling some lesser-known names or some non-household names, I think was a great thing. And I think the kids shined in the roles.
Yeah, they really managed to portray the personality of each of the characters,
yes,
very well.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I think they all had their... they knew the character, they lived the character, but I think they did a great job in the way that they kind of encapsulated every single moment, from the voices to everything that kind of played into the whole character.
All right. As far as the movie goes, do you have anything else that you want to add that we didn't touch on? I got a couple more questions before we wrap it up.
Not right now. I'm afraid that if I talk anymore, we're going to kind of spoil it for everybody.
Yeah. Okay, I got just a couple questions. The first is, would you have paid to see this movie if it wasn't free on Disney Plus?
Absolutely. I think, you know, may have been hesitant at first, but, you know, with some of the movies that are out there right now. But I think I would have been completely happy paying the price and seeing this, you know, even if it wasn't on Disney Plus. If it was in theaters, I would have been more than happy to pay the cost to take my whole family to go see this.
Okay. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate this movie?
Ooh, man, that's a good one. On a scale from 1 to 10, I would have to say probably an 8.
I would agree with that. And as far as the Pixar movies go, where would you rank this in the list of Pixar movies?
Oh my goodness. You're asking some hard questions here, Rick.
Well, let me ask you first. What's your least favorite Pixar movie?
Man, that's hard because I don't think I enjoy all the Pixar movies. I think if I would have to rank this, you know, I'm a Cars fan through, a Toy Story fan, and on down. I would have to say to rank this, I would probably put this probably in the top third.
All right. And I think there's been at least 20 Pixar movies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not really too bad.
Yeah, I just thought it was an overall great movie, family-friendly. It was cute, and I thoroughly enjoyed the whole storyline that was involved.
Do you think you'll be watching it again?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I will.
All right. Well, great. I appreciate you joining me on this spoiler-free movie review, and I hope it helps anybody that may be on the fence about whether or not they want to watch it. So, moving on. We're going to do a little segment here about where we get to learn a little bit more about you, Patrick.
Woohoo!
So let's go ahead and get started. And why don't you tell me where you're from? Where are you at now?
I'm in your house, Rick. You should know where I'm at. So I'm from West Virginia, obviously. You know,
mm-hmm.
live a couple miles down the road from you. So yeah, born and raised here. Moved away for a couple years to attend college, and then moved back about 10 years ago and got married and just kind of stayed in the area.
So where does your love of Disney come from?
Oh my gosh, my grandpa, 100%. I remember from the time I was little, my grandpa was a huge fan of The Jungle Book. So I can remember watching The Jungle Book from the time I was extremely small in their living room growing up, and my grandpa singing the Bare Necessities to me. And I think from that and seeing, you know, all the old school Steamboat Willie and a lot of the older shows that are out there, watching those with him and my grandmother, just kind of brings back a lot of those good memories that Disney has. And I think that's kind of where my love started with the company.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're married.
Yes.
To
Amber.
Your lovely wife, Amber. And you have two daughters. And they're all Disney fans.
They are all Disney fanatics.
So what's it been like taking your kids and wife to Disney?
So for me?
For you.
It's an experience that I think is unlike any other. You know, you can go on all these different vacations. But, you know, I think for me it was seeing them at Disney for the first time, too. Seeing the kids' faces light up when they walked through Magic Kingdom and see the castle. So for me, it's all about these memories because, you know, Disney's a place where it can kind of take us away from the reality that we're in and allow us to escape a little bit and, you know, create those moments that we don't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's what I love about Disney, and I just want my family to be able to experience that.
Yes. And it's really a different experience every time we go down.
It is.
You know, I think one thing that people don't understand, that people that don't get to Disney don't understand about those of us who really like going to Disney, you know, they expect it to be the same thing over and over and over. And every trip is totally different because there's just so much to do and so many different experiences that, you know, nobody can do it all.
No, absolutely. And that's another thing that I love. That's why we try to go back as often as we can. Because you're always going to get a new experience. You're going to get new food. You're going to get a new feeling. You're going to see something new or see something in a different way that you didn't see before. And, you know, I think that's where the Disney magic comes in. You know, sometimes we go, if we just throw all of our cares away and just go in with that kid mindset, I think we can see everything in a new light every single time we walk through the gates of each park. And
mm-hmm.
I think that really plays into the whole atmosphere and the whole story that Disney tells.
So I want to go ahead and ask you a few questions so we can see a little bit about your Disney side based on your preferences.
Okay.
So first, I'm going to ask, who is your favorite Disney character?
My favorite Disney character. That is going to have to be a toss-up between Stitch and probably Donald or Mickey. That's between those three.
A three-way tie.
It's a three-way tie. If I have to lean more towards choosing one specifically, I would say Donald.
I can live with that.
I mean, you're wearing a Donald Duck shirt, so yes. Obviously we kind of mesh on that one.
Yeah, Donald is my favorite as well. Which one is your favorite theme park? Let me first preface this. Have you only been to the Florida parks?
Yes.
Okay. So, out of the ones that you've been to, which one is your favorite and why?
So, I think for me, I'm going to have to go with Magic Kingdom. And I think that's just because of the history that goes into Magic Kingdom. So, you know, it's the first one built in Florida, the first park down there, you know, and from being able to just kind of expound on what Walt did in California. And to just take his ideas and just see them even on a bigger scale. I think for me, seeing all of that, the way everything's designed, it just feels like home when you're there. And I for me, it would probably be Magic Kingdom.
Okay. Do you think that there is a Wheeler family trip to Disneyland in California sometime in the future?
Absolutely. That is something that we have discussed. We actually discuss it at length. It's just whenever that time arrives. So we would definitely like to do it in the near future, but it's probably a couple years away still at the moment.
Same with us. What is your favorite Disney movie? We can do two parts, live action movie and animated movie.
Man, Rick, I should have done my homework. Gosh, there's so many of them. I would say, I from a nostalgic standpoint, for me, animated would have to be The Jungle Book for, like I said, you know, brings back tons of memories with my grandfather who's no longer here. So it just kind of gets me in the feels when I watch that movie still. Remake or live remake would have to be Aladdin. You know, I know it's kind of controversial sometimes with people liking Aladdin or not, but I'm a big fan of the animation film. And I think the way that the live remake was done was just fantastic.
Everybody in my family prefers live-action Aladdin compared to animated Aladdin.
I can see that. I can see that. I think everything about it was done just exceptionally well, and just it's such a good movie.
What about classic live-action movies? Do you like any of them?
I do. So I'm a huge Mary Poppins fan. Love the new remake, Mary Poppins Returns, though, as well. Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Yes.
Same reason. Watched those with my family growing up. So if you can tell, I'm very sentimental when it comes to those types of things. So, man, so many to choose from, but I would say those are two of my favorites.
All right. And the last question of this line I'm going to ask is, what's your favorite resort at Walt Disney World?
So, our go-to is Pop Century. You know, it just feels like Disney. Everything about it, you know, from customer service to the cafeterias that are there, the gift shop, it just feels like Disney when I'm there. Now, that could change next month when we go to Art of Animation. I might feel differently then. But for right now, Pop is definitely our go-to.
Awesome. Pop is a good choice. It's been the Forbes family resort several times.
Yeah. I love the nostalgia and just walking through the lobby and seeing all the different decades that are in there.
Yeah. It really would have been something to see the classic years.
Oh, it would have.
All right. So this is a little bit more of a detailed question. And I'm going to ask you, based on your experience with food service. So people don't know you have an extensive work history in food service.
That's correct.
So based on that, The first question is, what is your favorite restaurant at Walt Disney World? Because I know that you look at the restaurants with an, with a little bit more of a critical eye than most people would.
Yeah, so, you know, for me, it's not just about the food. It's about the whole experience, right? You know, whether you're at Disney or whether you're at a restaurant in your hometown or where you live. I think for me, the restaurant that gives the experience, that the food is good, that the atmosphere is good at, I would have to, in all honesty, go with Liberty Tree right now. I think Liberty Tree is probably one of my go-tos. Once again, that could change next month. We got a couple new reservations, so we'll be able to see. But for right now, Liberty Tree is a go-to for
us. It's a complete package.
It is. It really is. I mean, from not just the customer service, but, you know, the way they bring you into the era that it's meant to be out of. I think they just go above and beyond in that restaurant.
Yes. We agree. That is definitely a Forbes family favorite as well. We actually canceled a reservation we had on our last trip last month and picked up one at Liberty Tree because we knew that we would enjoy the experience and enjoy the food.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like there needs to be a Forbes Wheeler family trip sometime soon with all the agreeables we have.
Yes, definitely. Okay, now the second question I think might be a little bit harder. It's kind of like a blue sky kind of deal. So based on your experience with food service and your Disney preferences, if you could open up a restaurant in Walt Disney World, any type of restaurant, what would it be? Theming, food, and I guess that's really all there is.
Theming, food. So I would say, based off my Disney preferences, based off of what I like and, you know, what my experience is in, I would have to say, you know, I would look into the Epcot World Pavilion, and I would want to do something, one of the Asian areas. So I'm a big fan of Asian cuisine, the culture that it comes from, the design of restaurants. So I would probably have to look at the China area. And, you know, obviously more upscale because of the area that it's in. So more fine dining type deal. But definitely keep that culture there. Because I think that's one thing that draws you in with that Asian culture. It is the design of the restaurants, the look of it, how they have different sculptures in there. And, you know, just the way they do everything. Everything is very particular. And everything is like down to the minute detail. So for me, I would probably look at that.
That's a good answer. I think a lot of people would probably agree that the China Pavilion needs something like that.
Yes.
And I would be proud to be one of the first customers there.
Well, hopefully one day we can look at that, Rick.
Yes. I got one more question. We've talked, you know, I think a lot of people have the goal of moving to Florida, working for Disney. So if you moved to Florida and could choose your cast member position, what would it be?
Ooh. So are we talking just like cast member? Are we talking about maybe upper management or kind of free reign?
I think they're all cast members.
Okay. So I just want to make sure we're not talking about just specifically
aim for the stars, Patrick.
So, you know, like you kind of hit me on the head with my background and what I do. I love the operation side of business. So I would love to have the chairmen of parks and experiences and products like Josh Giamaro is in. I would love to, you know, 10, 15 years down the road, take the expertise down there and, you know, kind of see where that would lead. But that would probably be the ultimate goal if I could get on with Disney.
That would be awesome because then I would definitely get some free passes out of that.
Have a little more leeway to open up a place in the China Pavilion.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So we've gotten to know you, Patrick. We've talked about the newest movie on Disney Plus, and the two things really kind of go together because we are also making a very special announcement for the Monorail Tales podcast, and that is that you are going to be joining us as a co-host on our Disney Plus Take 3 show. Now, I don't know if we're going to change the name to Disney Plus Take 4 or not, but go ahead and share with us a little bit about why you agreed to join us and what you might bring to the table, I guess you could say.
So, I obviously, you all kind of just twisted my arm into it. But no, in all seriousness, I love being on the podcast. I love talking about Disney, and I love Disney movies. You know, anybody who knows me knows I grew up loving theater, loving animation, loving the cinema. So being able to talk about Disney and kind of those movies and animation and everything that Disney does on Disney Plus, it's kind of a no-brainer for me. So, you know, I've been a special guest a couple times now with you guys on some different episodes, and I absolutely love being able to talk with you all, love to kind of cut up with you guys, and, you know, just kind of be a big Disney family. I mean, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. So, you know, I think bringing to the table, you know, maybe not so much different than you guys, what you bring, but maybe kind of a younger perspective on things.
Now, wait a minute.
But no, you know, I don't know if I can bring any extra to the table on top of what you guys bring already, but I know that I'm just going to love being able to talk about Disney with you all and talk about the movies and, you know, just sharing our love with Disney animation and Disney films and studios as we talk about it.
Yes. So there you go, listeners. Our big news is Patrick will be joining us. We should be coming out with a new Disney Plus episode probably about a week after this comes out. So be sure to join us for what's coming out in July of 2021, Disney Plus Take 3 episode, to hear Patrick in his debut as an official co-host of our show. So Patrick, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day and bringing your family over to my house and bringing the pizza with you.
You're just happy I brought the pizza.
Yes, it's pizza is my kryptonite.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I ate it too much. But no, I'm looking forward to it, and thank you guys for having me over.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And you can find us on monorailtales.com. Good night.